From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A would-be terrorist set off a pipe bomb strapped to his chest in a pedestrian tunnel between two of New York City's busiest transportation hubs Monday. 27-year-old Ayyad Allah, who came to the U.S. from Bangladesh, wounded himself and three bystanders. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
Police released pictures of the alleged bomber lying on the ground in a fetal position. Some of his clothes were blown off and his stomach was blackened. Doctors say the injured bystanders suffered ringing in the ears and headaches. Federal and New York City investigators questioned Ola from his hospital bed and searched his Brooklyn apartment. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late on Monday. Witnesses and security sources say Mohammed Ibrahim Gebo was killed in an explosion from a device fitted to his car, according to a security official who spoke to VOA's Somali service. Gebo was a news anchor for Khalsan TV, a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. Osman Abdullahi Gure, a television manager at Khalsan TV, said Gebo was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion took place. Gray said he was badly injured. He died soon after. He was one of our best journalists. Another journalist at the television station said he was friendly, a quiet person who did not say much to anyone. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is pushing his country deeper into dictatorship by barring opposition parties from next year's presidential election. Maduro made the decision after opposition parties boycotted mayoral elections on Sunday because they did not believe the voting would be transparent. Brazil's federal police served 14 search warrants Monday in connection with a bribery probe implicating meatpacker JBS and tax officials. The raids are based on plea bargain testimony by JBS executives who suggested that $49 million in bribes were paid to speed up the release of tax credits to the company. Russian President Vladimir Putin has indicated he has ordered his military to withdraw a, quote, significant part of Russia's forces from Syria after regaining control of most of the country. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA that Putin told journalists in Cairo that Russia would now focus on talks between the Syrian opposition and the government.
Russian President Vladimir Putin made stops Monday in Turkey, Syria, and Egypt to cover a broad range of political, economic, and military topics during meetings with the leaders of all three countries. During a Cairo news conference, Putin announced what he called Russia's withdrawal of a significant portion of its military forces operating in Syria. Putin said the Russian military, with the backing of Russian air power, is close to regaining control of all of Syria, and the goals of the Russian military had been met for the most part. The Russian president noted Moscow would now concentrate on the ongoing Syrian national dialogue and requested Egypt's support in helping to bring the various parties together. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pledging that America will once again reach for the moon, President Trump on Monday ordered the National Air and Space Administration to revive the manned space exploration program that was suspended in 2011. He was surrounded by several astronauts and former astronauts in a White House ceremony. He said this is a giant step toward that inspiring future and reclaiming America's proud destiny in space. Among those attending the event were two of the 12 humans to have ever walked on the moon. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.